Okay, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Thursday, December 3rd, 2020. Stand up for your country. Don't forget that. I know the election is pretty much over, and we'll get into that, the logistics of it. But stand up for your country. You know, I was watching a Thanksgiving game. I think it was Detroit against Houston, two dismal teams. And they played the national anthem, which they have not done in a while, the NFL. And there were the two quarterbacks, Watson and the guy in Detroit, kneeling. And, you know, and it shouldn't bother me. I've seen it too much now. I should just slough it off. But it still bothers me. And I just go, you know, what's the matter with you people? If you want to have a discussion, you come right on with me. And that'll go all over the world. But with this kneeling business, come on. Especially in the middle of a couple of crises. We have an election crisis, and it is. And then we have the COVID thing. So, you know, I shouldn't be annoyed, but I am annoyed. I want everybody to stand up for their country. So let's look at the COVID thing first, then we'll get to the election. The media now has shifted into, we're going to scare you. And the reason for this is they have nothing else to report. So it's a foregone conclusion that Joe Biden will be the president soon. They can mock Donald Trump, and they do, but that's not enough to cover it. So this morning, I got up early, as I usually do, and I'm going ABC, CBS, NBC with the clicker. Same exact presentation. Roll the tape.
Doctors, nurses, and hospital staff sounding the alarm as the U.S. now sees the most COVID hospitalizations since the start of the pandemic.
I've seen more people die in the last 7 days than I've talked to my own family members.
Hospitalizations are also at a record high, above 100,000 nationwide.
Up to 180,000 more Americans could die in the next 8 weeks without more precautions.
All right, so we're all going to die, and that's what the networks are selling. Not all of them. On Fox, there are some people who are basically saying, oh, it's a conspiracy. There was a Staten Island bar owner here in New York who doesn't want to close, and he says, you know, his life is being ruined by these draconian restrictions that are placed upon him. He's getting a lot of attention. The police had to come in and fine him and all of that. And my take on this is it's horrible. It's a horrible intrusion on everybody. And if I was a small business owner, maybe I'd be doing what this guy's doing in Staten Island. But I'm not going to encourage that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not happy about that. Because I want everybody to protect themselves. I want you to protect yourself. Because I do. I do. I mean, I went out to eat with my son last night, and I'm a little trepidatious about it. Word of the day, trepidatious. But the restaurant was, you know, spaced. Everybody out. Everybody had the mask. We walked in with the mask. But I was still a little, you know. But I want everybody to be as cautious as I am. And I'm not going to tell you that there's conspiracies and that it's fascism. I'm not going to do that. I am going to tell you that you can't single out worship, churches, for a different standard. And the Supreme Court ruled you can't do that. And I'll be fair, as I always am, on every story. But this COVID thing, this is upsetting to me personally, because it's so virulent, another word of the day. All right. It's so easy to catch this thing. So yesterday, all right, December 2nd, was the single highest day of COVID deaths in America. Yesterday. And I'm looking at these stats roll in. The stats don't really mean anything anymore. Was it 2,603 people on April 15th? And yesterday it was 3,100 COVID deaths. Okay, so it's up 500, more than the previous record. And this is because this thing just spreads like this. And you know, I don't know, I'm not a medical person, a scientist. I don't know what the mask does. But I asked my doctor, and I trust my doctor, and the doctor says it's better to wear the mask.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
All right, so Donald Trump did a speech on Facebook. I don't even know how you do that, but apparently I am on Facebook. My people put me on there. I don't know. Anyway, Donald Trump, the 46-minute speech on Facebook yesterday. And I've picked out two sound bites. Roll the first one. Go.
Maybe you'll have a revote, but I don't think that's appropriate. When those votes are corrupt, when they're irregular, when they get caught, they're terminated. And I very easily win in all states. I very easily win these swing states, just like I won them at 10 o'clock in the evening of the election.
And Donald Trump really believes that. There's nothing phony about him, his point of view. He believes it. And there's nothing you can say or do, or anyone can say or do, to make him disbelieve it. And about 75% of people who voted for President Trump do believe it as well. That there were a number of swing states that did not legally count their votes in a proper manner. I believe that. Okay, and I was on Bernie and Sid, WABC radio, where I do a 10 o'clock radio program every night. And you can get that on the internet if you want. But I was on there today and I laid out, I'm not going to do it again here because I've already done it, what the Trump administration has to do to win this fight in the court of public opinion. All right, because the media forget it. But there are things you can concretely do to demonstrate the fraud that I believe took place. Here is soundbite number two.
It is important for Americans to understand that these destructive changes to our election laws were not a necessary response to the pandemic. The pandemic simply gave the Democrats an excuse to do what they have been trying to do for many, many years. In fact, the very first bill that House Democrats introduced when Nancy Pelosi became Speaker was an attempt to mandate universal mail-in voting and eliminate measures such as voter ID, which is so necessary.
And that's 100% true, what I just said. The Democratic Party wants massive mail-in voting. Why? You already have an absentee system. So if you are health impacted and you can't get to the polls, get an absentee. If you're traveling, get an absentee. Military, absentee. Why do you want mail-ins? Why? Oh, it's easier to do more people. No, no, no. All right? We have a poll. We have an election day. You go to the poll. This is what you do. Mail-ins are way too easy to corrupt. Another quick break, and we'll be back with a final thought in a moment.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
All right, a final thought real quick today. Christmas is going to be different. It's a COVID Christmas. So here's what I'm doing. I'm personalizing everything. So I got Christmas cards. I'm going to send them to the people that I know, my friends. And then I'm writing a little note. Not extensive, little note. Okay? And then I'm putting a picture, a couple of pictures in they might like. But I'm doing it personal. Personal, personal, personal. Then I'm going to send gifts to 3-4 times as many people as I usually do. Just because I want everybody to be happy on Christmas. So I have the means to do it. Some people don't, but everybody can write a little note. But I'm going to kind of spread a little Christmas cheer this year. All right? And I'm making it personal. Because I know, we all know, not a real happy Christmas time. Next year will be better. I promise. And I'll see you again tomorrow.